David here. I'm just back from my colleague Chris Green's first virtual tour, the Along the Thames, and I thought I'd give an audience member's reaction, response to it. First of all, it was a tough audience. She had several people from North America, from Palo Alto, California, and from Manhattan, from Madison, Wisconsin, from Toronto. The gal from Toronto is a tour guide herself. And then here in England, well, Chris herself was in Norfolk. So she's giving a tour called Along the Thames, and she's in Norfolk. But half a dozen or so of her London Walks colleagues were along. We were all in London. And then the most wonderful guy, a gentleman farmer named Chris, who's also a freeman of the City of London, and he lives in North Lincolnshire, and that's where Chris was. So this is a tough audience, a demanding audience, an audience that knows its onions. Now, it started at Blackfriars Tube, and the first part of it was pretty straightforward. She talked about the station and the wonderful old pub, the Blackfriar Pub, and the Unilever building and Blackfriars Bridge. All straightforward enough. It's stuff that we as guides have all done. I mean, I have guided that walk myself for over 30 years. We all know that territory very well. And then she came to the statue of Queen Victoria, and she showed it to us, said a few words about it, and then she said, okay, we're now going to go on a little detour. Well, a little detour. The audacity of what happened next. The derring do. This was like a diver or an acrobat doing something that nobody had done before or would have thought was possible to do. She took us to India, to a city in a western state in India, Udaipur, I think it's called Udaipur. She took us there because she said, well, on my travels, I got here a while back, and I had read that there was a statue of Queen Victoria, and I was going to track it down. I went looking for it, and I hit a brick wall. Everybody said, nope, never was such a wall, such a statue. It doesn't exist. But, you know, Chris is wonderful. She's got grit. She's got pluck. She's got determination. That's to say nothing about, let's say a little bit about her guiding. This is a top flight professional guide. She must have been guiding for 20 years. She's a classicist by academic background. But how good is she? Well, she runs the guiding course. She's the head lecturer for the City of London guiding course. So, you know, she knows what she's doing. And as I said, she's got just tons of determination. And she wouldn't take no for an answer. I mean, they showed her where the statue had been, if it ever existed. And in fact, what's there now is a statue of Mahatma Gandhi. She showed us that. She'd taken a photograph of that. And of course, all of this is really resonating for us just now because of what's going on with statues generally at this time. But anyway, yes, she wasn't going to take no for an answer, and she persisted. I mean, they had their hands full with Chris Green, and eventually she ran that statue to ground. She tracked it down. It was in a building, in a side corridor, covered over with, you know, this and that, and she got them to take the stuff off. And it was standing, as I said, it was a side corridor leading to a men's lavatory, a men's loo, for the staff. And sure enough, there it was. And it's the same statue, well, a copy, if you will, of the statue that we were looking at there on Blackfriars Bridge. So that was rainbow, rainbow, rainbow. A moment of absolute triumph. As I said, the sheer audacity of it, the derring do of it, to take us just like that, to whisk us from the Thames and from Blackfriars Bridge to a city, the City of Lakes, as it turns out. I hadn't heard of it before, in Western India. And also for me, this really sums up the difference, and it's a huge difference, between an experienced, top-flight, professionally qualified guide. And that difference is we want our guides to make their walk their own. With all of that experience, all of the reading, et cetera, they can bring things to a walk that nobody else can make. It's personal. And this is something that a 20-year-old college student who really hasn't had time to do a great deal of reading and, you know, a great deal of traveling, you know, the best they can do, bless their heart, is to memorize a script. But that's not London Walks guiding. And, you know, what she did in that moment underlined perfectly that difference. I mean, our jaws were hanging open that she had just like that had whisked us off to India. None of us had heard of this statue. And sure enough, it exists, and she found it. All that grit and pluck and determination, she tracked it down. She got them to disrobe it. She got a photograph of it. And we're sitting there in Palo Alto, California, in Madison, Wisconsin, in Manhattan, in London, in Lincolnshire, and we got to see that thing. Of course, the other important point here is this is what the technology makes possible for us. Our reach, our range has been increased tremendously. So there are some big advantages to these virtual tours. Anyway, I would strongly recommend going on this one. It was so assured. This is a first-class guide, an Olympic standard guide, working right at the top of her form. The years of experience, all of her learning, that all comes through. This is a wonderful tour, and she's a great guide. Thank you, Chris, very much. That was a wonderful hour.